Hey, Justin.
How are you doing this fine, brisk October day?
Well, you know, it's octastic, and I am...
Octastic.
I am ready for another third week of the month learning extravaganza.
Well, that's great, because I have one for you.
Okay, cool.
So, this month, I'm going to talk about Halloween.
Oh.
Not the film series with... serial killer Michael Myers, not to be confused with Austin Powers, Mike Myers.
No.
Never mind, we won't go down that road.
I do love the fact that whole film franchise revolves around the face, the literal face of William Shatner.
Yep.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, I digress.
That film series itself could be another week three.
Oh, it may very well be.
But today we are talking about the holiday of Halloween.
Right on.
I likes me the spooky season. So, the English word Halloween comes from All Hallows' Eve, being the evening before the Christian holiday, All Hallows' Day, or All Saints' Day, which is November 1st.
Right.
And All Souls' Day on November 2nd. Since the time of the early church, major feats in Christianity, such as Christmas and Easter, have had vigils that began the night before, as did All Hallows Day. And the 3 days collectively became known as All Hallowtide. And at the time when Western Christians, it's a time when Western Christians honor all saints and pray for the recently departed souls who have yet to reach heaven.
Okay.
Now, some of you are saying, but isn't Halloween from, you know, pagan holidays? Parts of it are, and we'll get to that. So I'm not dismissing non-Christian aspects of it. We just haven't gotten to it yet. So right. We'll get there. By the end of the 12th century, they had become holy days of obligation in Western Christianity and involved such tradition as ringing church bells for the souls in purgatory. And it was customary for criers dressed in black to parade the streets, ringing bells of a mournful sound and calling for all good Christians to remember the poor souls. And the All Hallowtide custom of baking and sharing soul cakes for all the Christians sold had been suggested to be the origin of trick-or-treating. And this custom dates back to as far as the 15th century.
Soul cakes sounds delicious.
Yes. Groups of poor people, often children... would go door-to-door during All Hallowtide collecting soul cakes in exchange for praying for the dead, especially for the souls of the grievers' family and relatives, friends and relatives. This was called souling, and soul cakes would often be made for the souls themselves to eat, or the soulers would act as a representative.
Yeah. Sure.
It's like, I know Uncle Bob can't eat this, so I'm going to eat it on his behalf.
In his honor.
In his honor, yes. While souling, Christians would carry lanterns made out of hollowed turnips, which would have originally represented the souls of the dead, or later on used to ward off evil spirits. During All Saints Day and All Saints Day, during that whole time, during the 19th century, candles were lit in homes. And they were called soul lights to serve as a guide to the spirits who were coming back to visit their earthly home. And in many places, the candles were also lit on the graves of those individuals. Costumes. The fun part of Halloween.
Yeah.
Were linked to the belief that vengeful ghosts would come back to take their revenge. It was traditionally believed that souls of the departed wandered the earth until All Saints Day, and on All Hallows Eve, it provided them one last chance to gain vengeance on their enemies before making their way into the next world. In order to avoid being recognized by said ghosts seeking revenge, people would don masks and costumes.
Makes sense.
Because, you know, what's going to fool a ghost? Fake mustache.
Absolutely.
In the Middle Ages, churches that were too poor to display relics of martyred saints at All Hallows Tide let parishioners dress up as the saints instead. And many Christians in mainland Europe, especially France, believed that once a year on Halloween, the dead in the churchyard would rise for one wild, hideous carnival known as the Danse Macabre. And it was to remind people to not forget the end of all earthly things. And later on, it was reenacted in festivals and pageants where people would dress up as corpses or whatever. And this may have been the origin of Halloween costume parties.
Awesome. Interesting.
Yeah. So, going back even further than the church, today's Halloween customs are thought to have been influenced by folk customs and beliefs from Celtic-speaking countries, some of which are believed to have pagan roots. The origin of Halloween customs are typically linked to the Gaelic festival Samhain, or spelled Samhain.
Okay.
S-A-M-H-A-I-N, but it's pronounced Samhain. Mm-hmm. Why? Because Europe.
Because Celtic.
Because Celtic, yeah. Samhain was one of the quarter days in the medieval Gaelic calendar and has been celebrated on October 31st and November 1st in Ireland, Scotland, and the Isle of Man. It marked the end of the harvest season and begin of the winter, or the darker half of the year. And it was seen as a liminal time when the boundary between the world and the other world thinned, meant that spirits and fairies could move more easily into this world. At Samhain, spirits were appeased to ensure people and livestock survived the winter. Offerings of food and drink were left outside for them. The souls of the dead were often said to revisit their homes and seeking hospitality. Places were set at the dinner table for them and by the fire to welcome them. Throughout Ireland and Britain, and especially Celtic-speaking nations, household festivals included divination rituals and games to foretell one's future. These particularly included apples and nuts, which led to bobbing for apples and roasting nuts over a fire and stuff like that. From at least the 16th century, the festival, these kinds of festivals included mumming or guising in Ireland. This involved people going house to house in costume or disguise, usually reciting verse or song in exchange for food. In Scotland, youths went house to house with masks or painted faces, often threatening to do mischief if they weren't welcome.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat, yes.
Yep.
It wasn't until the 19th century, with a massive Irish and Scottish immigration influx into the Americas, that it took real hold here in, you know, the U.S. Artifacts and symbols related to Halloween, specifically the jack-o'-lantern, have been around forever. Those carved out turnips, that is the original jack-o'-lantern.
Yep.
The story goes that en route home after a night of drinking, Jack encountered the devil and tricks him into climbing a tree. A quick thinking Jack etches the sign of the cross in the tree bark, trapping the devil. Jack strikes a deal that the devil will never come for his soul. All right, fine. After a life of sin and drink, Jack is refused into heaven when he dies. And keeping his promise, the devil refuses to let him into hell. Chucking coal from hell itself out at him, Jack put it inside of a hollowed-out turnip so it wouldn't die, considering that it was a particularly cold night in purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
And so to honor that, you carve out a turnip and put a little light in there. The modern-day jack-o'-lantern came about in North America when they used the native pumpkins, which weren't readily available overseas. They were bigger, easier to carve, easier to make more detail. And other modern imagery, such as skeletons and monsters, those come from Gothic and classical literature and movies, such as Mary Shelley's Frankenstein and stuff like that.
Sure.
So I know that there's a lot that I missed, because this is just a greatest hits, brief overview, cliff notes of what Halloween is. I could spend all day diving into just a specific area of this. But we don't have all day.
No.
So, and again, I'm talking strictly about the modern, more American Halloween holiday. It varies all over the world, but, you know, what we in the Americas are used to. So, Darren, what are some of your favorite Halloween memories, traditions, thing, you know, what makes you think of Halloween?
Well, thank you for asking, Justin. One thing I like in particular is every Halloween time, we at the Geek Cave Podcast stick together for Extra Life. Let's do a promo.
All right.
And then I'll answer your question for real. Okay. Yeah. Every Halloween time is when we have our annual 24-hour video game marathon for Children's Marital Network Hospitals for Extra Life. And we have a ton of prizes to give away, including but not limited to a Gamefly gift membership, T-shirts from Shirtosaurus. We've got a physical copy of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge on the Nintendo Switch. If you donate $250 or more, you will be a part of the podcast via video call. We'll allow you to be a part of whichever episode you want to be a part of. Whole lot more. Go to geekcavepodcast.com and click on the Extra Life button, or just click on the link in this podcast description or in any of our video descriptions on YouTube for the past 2 months or so. That being said...
And if I'm not mistaken, at the time that this recording is released, we still have another week and a half or so before the marathon.
Yeah, October 28th and 29th this year. So plan ahead.
2022 for people listening in, you know, in a few months.
Hello, people from the future.
Ooh.
We're happy that you're still around.
Yes.
All right, but no, some of my favorite Halloween memories... I don't know if I would put this as a favorite memory, but it is a core memory, if that makes sense for anyone who saw Inside Out.
All right, yeah.
When I was in sixth grade, I wanted to be Jason from the Friday the 13th, movie franchise.
Oh, yeah.
And I had the mask, I had the machete, didn't have a jumpsuit, but my grandfather worked at a steel mill at the time. He had a work jumpsuit. He was also twice my size. But we put the jumpsuit on me, and then we stuffed it with pillows and padding and whatever we could to kind of fill it out, you know. And I swear, it must have looked like I had the world's biggest badonkadonk-donk-donk as I'm, you know, freaking 11-year-old, 12-year-old Darren walking up and down the streets, and I'm kind of doing the waddle thing because I can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one old guy, I'll never forget this, he's like... Oh, what are you supposed to be? Some kind of ghost with a big butt? And how do you respond to that other than, yup. So there's that one. And, you know, really, some of my favorite memories are when we get together as a group and we have the costume party at Chad's place and all that stuff. And that's always been a lot of fun and something I look forward to every year.
One of my favorite memories... involve costumes, because my dear departed granny would always, with very few exceptions, would always make my Halloween costume.
No, mine as well. Yeah, fantastic
seamstress. I was Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles one year. She made a shell and three fingered hands and things to go over my shoes that look like turtle, and a gigantic head where my face was in the mouth.
Nice.
It was insane. One year, she made me a Hunchback of Notre Dame costume with a hump that I strapped on and put the cloak and stuff over top of it.
Nice.
One of the last things she helped me work on in later years was my Batman costume. She helped me make the cape, because it was just this gigantic big piece of black fabric. So she helped me put that together. One of my favorite costumes was put together on a very low budget between my mom and I. I wanted to be Darkwing Duck. Well, of course, they didn't have Darkwing Duck costumes.
No.
So my mom had this sun hat with a big floppy brim, and she covered it in purple fabric. and we got a Donald Duck mask. You know, the old plastic kind.
Yeah.
That always cut you if you stuck your tongue out through the little hole.
And whatever. You always did anyway.
Just because. So she cut the sailor hat off of it, and it fit just, you know, just right. And I wore a purple shirt, and my dad had a Dracula cape that my grandma had made. So, you know, black cape. And I'm wandering around the school for our, you know, this is like maybe third, fourth grade, something like that. I'm wandering around the school and nobody knows who I am. And then all of a sudden one person goes, "Hey, it's Darkwing." I'm like, yes, vindicated.
Yeah. That one bit of recognition is always just worth it.
Yes. The person who said that could not see the grin on my face because of the stupid plastic mask, but I was happy.
Yeah. Now, one year in the 90s. I was Sting from WCW, like old 90s Sting with like the crow makeup and all that stuff, the pro wrestler. And a lot of people just thought I was the Crow, which was close enough, I guess.
You know what? Yeah. That's
close enough.
Another thing I like to do, and I will do this all year round, but specifically around this time, is I love to watch scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much gory movies. I'm not a big Saw kind of guy, but you put on anything by Vincent Price, and I am there.
So for me, it's, you know, not. Go ahead.
I was gonna say any of the classic monster movies. You know, anything. You know, 80s and back. I'm all in for.
For me, it's. I tend to go for like gothic or kind of creepy stuff, but not scary movies. Like October is the time for me to watch Batman 89 or heck, Batman Forever, which does take place at Halloween. Or
that's true.
You know, I'll watch Nightmare Before Christmas on November 1st because it is a November 1st movie. It takes place right after Halloween. Ghostbusters, I'll bring that out. And I'll raid some of our cartoons too. Like, I love that Gravity Falls did a Halloween episode, but they framed it as, well, this is just a weird summer holiday that we have.
Summerween.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed, Garfield's Trick or Treat.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good one.
That one will scare you as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Not as scary as the classic Garfield newspaper strip.
No. Garfield has an existential crisis.
Yeah.
And it's canon.
Yeah, if you haven't read it yet, there's some theories that will blow you away. So just look up Garfield Halloween strip. I guarantee you'll find it.
Yep. It won't be that hard. Well, I think we've taken up about as much of everybody's time as we're going to today.
Yeah,
so
we've hit the contractual limit.
Yep. I guess we'll come up with something for next month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got some ideas. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Cool. See y'all later.
Bye.